That's how I was able to do $170,000. I did $170,000 in wholesaling this year. From January, I just did a YouTube video on it. I broke out, so I broke out all my numbers. So January 1 to June 30. 6 months. I did a 6 month.
6 months, 170.
I want to make $1 million this year. Like all income, I didn't count the, not counting the 9 to 5.
Not the job.
So man. I'm at 480, so I don't see why I can't do it.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shands. Let's get it.
All right, welcome to another edition of The Social Proof Podcast. We find dope people that did really, really dope stuff. And today is no different, man. I came all the way down here from Philly.
Well, from the DMV. I'm from Philly, born and raised, and now I live in the DMV, though.
You're from Philly, and then, okay. So, oh, yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So, Mitt 215, and I just realized that your name ain't Mitt either.
My government name is Darren. Mitt has been my childhood name since I was like 5, so.
How you get that name?
My last name, Smith. So, one of my best friends just randomly abbreviated Smith and said Mitt. I don't know.
Who abbreviates Smith with Mitt?
Bro. Mitt is not my name. Forever. That's what everybody know me by. So
Got you.
Not to be confused with Mitch, because he's from Philly too.
Mitch. Which one?
That you interviewed.
Oh, Pushman Mitch.
Pushman Mitch. Yeah, he's from Philly's name, Mitch. I think Mitt.
So, yeah, I ain't mad at that. Yeah. Mitt 215 flew down to the A. To get this interview going. And I'm excited, man, because like you said, we have a whole lot of people who do wholesaling real estate.
Yeah, definitely not.
Not a whole lot of wholesalers on here. Do you primarily stay in the wholesale space? Or you do fix and flip? Or
man, I got rental properties. I've done probably about 15 fix and flips, but primary source of income is wholesaling real estate. Yeah.
And for those that don't know, explain what wholesaling real estate
and,
is.
And just to keep it simple, wholesaling real estate is identifying a distressed property. Actually, the property don't have to be distressed. You want to identify a situation where a seller is going through that's difficult for them and they can no longer hold on to that property.
Right.
So you offer them a solution to sell their property for a discounted price. You make an offer. Let's say the property worth $100,000. They in a situation where they got to sell quick. So they might be willing to sell it to you for $60,000. The reason they want to sell it to you is because you can buy quick. We're not realtors, so there's no commissions or nothing like that we're paying out of pocket. And it's more for the convenience of the sale. When you go through a realtor, the realtor might tell them they got to paint, they got to fix the toilet, they got to do all these things. They don't have time for that. They probably going through a pre-foreclosure. They might have just lost their job. They might have just lost a relative, something just making them sell quick. And we identify those people. That's how we make our money.
Gotcha, gotcha. I'm going to bring this a little
closer. Oh, my bad.
No, you good. All right, so I know. Give me the specifics behind your most recent deal.
Oh, so it's literally last week on Wednesday. But it's my biggest deal ever. My biggest deal. Really? It was a JV, which means joint venture. So I got a property under contract. We got it under contract.
How did you get it under contract, though?
So I sent out the list to tired landlords. So I identify. So we can put a list of people, right? A list of probate leads, a list of tired landlords, which tired landlords just mean older landlords who have owned a rental property, let's say for like 20, 30 years. They're trying to get out the game now.
Where you get that list from?
Houseflipping905.com. So AKA PropStream. It's a multitude of websites that you can get it from, but Houseflipping905.com is where I get primarily all my lists from. All kinds of lists, man. Whatever, any type of situation you can think of, tax delinquent, people who ain't paid their water bill in a long time, people who behind on child support and who own the house. Like, really? I'm talking about any situation you can think of, we can find you. We can find a list and we can find you and we can get your phone number and we're going to hit you up or we can send you a letter asking you to buy your property.
So you said PropStream? You use that primarily?
PropStream, yep.
Use that primarily?
That's probably the number one website I use in my business.
And on there, you can find people who are in these situations, people behind on their child support, older landlords. You can find all of that.
Bro, anything.
That's nuts.
I can find you. If you own a house in America, in the United States, I can find you. And it's kind of scary because I talked to my grandma about this kind of stuff because wholesalers always call my grandma to buy her house. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how did they get my phone number? And I'm just like, grandma, it's not the 60s, 70s anymore. It's no more privacy. It's no more privacy. You get access to anybody you want, period. Especially if you own a house. Well, from what I do, I get access to whoever. You can just own the house. You don't have to have a problem. I could find your information if you own your house.
Yeah. So, dang, that's scary. I'm glad we... Man, we said that on camera.
I mean, it's the truth. It's called skip tracing. It's called skip tracing. That's what police officers use. The, you know, when they're trying to find a criminal, all these services, it's the same stuff. It's all, now we got access to them. We don't got to be a real estate agent. We don't have to have the license to do this stuff. Anybody can do it. And that's why I love wholesaling, because I tell people all the time, man, you can have 10 felonies. You come out of jail, you're trying to find a way, you know, anybody trying to work a job, make minimum wage. I got a lot of felonies in my program. Yo, come on, we're going to do this. We're going to get some legal money and let's go get to it. You know, it's no regulations behind it right now, which we could talk about later, more so on why they're trying to regulate it. That might be one of the reasons. Random people just could get access to whoever they want.
That's crazy. I'm going to put a link probably in this description for PropStream, because I think that's an ill resource that people can use.
It is $97 a month. I don't own a website. Just putting it out there. Right. House Flipping 905 is a 7-day free trial. And I am an affiliate of them, but I don't own a website, nothing like that. But that's what I use. That's what, honestly, anybody who making moves in the industry and wholesaling, they probably using that website, honestly.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so we find someone that's in one of these situations that we know weighs on them that will create a better reason for them to sell me their property for pennies on a dollar.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And how, so walk through the, like how you use that.
I can walk you through like a deal. Like just.
Yeah, give me your last deal.
All right.
Yeah.
So this was I want to do one where I did in JV, because it was a JV. It was a big deal.
How much
so
you make though? Just
we made $31,000 each, and none of our own cash, none of our own credit. Actually, this is probably my third last post on my Instagram. I just posted it was last week.
For being a middleman.
And I was telling her, listen, the middlemen in today's world run everything. DoorDash, Airbnb, Amazon, wholesaling real estate. That's where the money at, being the middleman, because we got no risk. All right, we not taking out a loan.
Soro's the middleman. Like, you got a buyer and a seller, you put them together.
The middleman is everything, but I do want to say something. You still, the whole goal of wholesaling real estate is to get into real estate, become knowledgeable. It is, to me, the foundation of real estate, but you want to own stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't want to just wholesale forever, because it's a high-paying job. But it's a hustle. Like, you got to work. You know what I mean? I tell people all the time, this ain't, I don't want to say you no dream. You definitely going to work. But after you get your first deal, I tell everybody, man, let's go get a duplex, a rental property now, after you make your first $10,000, $20,000. Ownership to me, that's everything. And in our community, especially for people who in difficult situations, especially a lot of people, I get a lot of people who fresh out of jail, man. They be looking for a way. And this is their way into financial freedom, wealth building. And Airbnb is popping right now, right? And my thing about Airbnb is definitely a great way to make some cash flow. But at the end of the day, you're just like a tier two renter. Mm. You don't own the building. So if they decide they want to sell the building, it's a wrap for your business in that particular building. If, like we was talking earlier, in Atlanta, they're trying to implement these regulations where they're saying people who own Airbnbs got to have licenses and permits or whatever the case may be. They can't do nothing about that. They don't own the building. Now, the owner of Airbnb, them people, they got the bag. They the billion-dollar company. We just more so, we still in this mindset of staying rent. Like, we just want to stay a renter. Renter. It's like the same money you need to furnish the property, put down the first, last month's security deposit for Airbnb, you could go buy your own house and Airbnb, a house that you own.
You know what? That's been my thing, too, because I'm talking to a lot of people on Airbnb and nobody owns them. And I'm
that don't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me. It's making a little more sense to me now. But I was wondering why it's so popular to not buy it. And I'm like, yo, why don't you just buy it?
I'm gonna tell you why, because first of all.
And you gotta put more bread up, maybe.
It depends. Again, man, it's a cultural thing. We like fast money, bro. We still in this mindset. Fast. And Airbnb is sexy. You know what I mean? You got a beautiful apartment building and it's already fully done. All you got to do is furnish it. But we forgetting about the reason why people love real estate in the first place is the greatest wealth building tool ever. You got depreciation of an asset that you can write off every single year, the tax benefits. And then you got a renter in there paying down a loan. paying down a loan. And you, again, you can pass these houses down. You can't pass your Airbnb down. Right. If you passed away and you own 20 Airbnbs, it's a wrap. Your daughter, you can't pass those Airbnbs down. You don't own those houses. Mm-hmm. So why? And now listen, nothing is wrong with Airbnb. Like, the cash flow kills. Cash flow on Airbnb definitely kills a rental property.
Because I'm renting a spot today at Airbnb.
Well, 100%. But as far as everything else, nah, bro. I'm good. You got to think, I'm more of a long-term thinker. I'm not thinking about no Airbnb. Again, 20,000, you need 15,000, 20,000 to first month of rents, last month's security deposit. Then you got to furnish the joint.
Yeah.
What you out of pocket? 15, 20 bands?
Yeah.
Go buy it. That's a down payment. That's a down payment right there.
How do you go about buying your homes that you're going to rent? Because
I don't deal with realtors whatsoever. I don't deal with realtors. I go right to the owner. The same strategies I use to wholesale real estate, I'm buying them too. So my strategy is I wholesale three, I'm keeping one. So wholesale three, make 5, 10, 15, 20. That fourth one, if the number's in the right neighborhood, I'm keeping it for myself.
So you're not buying, super expensive or not super expensive?
So my primary market is Baltimore, right? Mm-hmm. Baltimore, Maryland. Houses range, it's getting super expensive out there right now, but houses ranging between, let's say, 30 to 100 grand, but they renting for 15, 1600, Section 8. Really? I didn't actually purchase it yet, but yesterday, right before I came here, I wanted to go look at a house. $80,000. It's a tenant that's living in there. He paid $1,000. He's been living there for 3 years. He said he want to die in the house. He don't want to move. And he's been paying rent. He never missed a payment. It's a no-brainer. All I got to do is put down $20,000. Where can you go put down 20 grand and it pay you $1,000 a month? I ain't got to do nothing to the house. I'm not doing nothing. All I'm doing is buying it. It's tenant occupied. He paying. He a retiree, but now he got a new job doing something. I don't know. His name is James Brown. The renter name is James.
So you know the renter. You ain't even owned that joint yet, but you know James. He trying to die.
I'm all about the renters in Baltimore. The landlord, most of the landlords in Baltimore, a lot of the landlords live out of state. They don't care about the tenants at all. And that's the difference between me and a lot of different like wholesalers, because I'll go knock on the door and talk to the tenant. Because I like to pull people who just filed an evictions, that list. Evictions list is big because of COVID. So, it's a headache for these landlords. They ain't get paid for a whole year. You got somebody who owned a property, they ain't get paid for a whole year. They still got to pay their mortgage. They still got to pay property taxes.
They're probably scared of the tenant.
Bro, they be in the hood. But the thing is, so I'm from Philly, so you already know. I'm not no hood person, but I can identify. You know what I mean? I can identify with them. I know how to talk to them. It's a people business at the end of the day. I knock on their door, and they'll tell me something like, well, my ceiling been leaking for a whole year. Like, what is the landlord doing? He don't live. He live in California. They got a property manager. The property manager don't care. That's what I'm saying. Like, in my opinion, if you live anywhere near a low to middle class neighborhood, you can get money in real estate. I'm never moving too far from a hood. Like, we just bought a house in March. Nice house, too. But it's like 20 minutes outside of Baltimore because I didn't want to leave. I don't want to be too far from there. Wherever is problems at, wherever is issues going on at, which primarily in impoverished neighborhoods, you always gonna be able to make money in real estate forever.
Dang.
I've been doing this since 2012, y'all. Forever. So it ain't really too much I ain't see. It's not like I just started this and it's something that's booming. Before me, the people I actually learned from basically on YouTube, they've been doing this since 2012. Real estate seemed like it became like popular, I guess, recently or in the last maybe 5 years, but bro, this ain't been popping well, 2000, 2001, 2002.
Right.
It's just we didn't have access to this information, but
so let me ask you, when you say you put down the 20%,
yeah,
what is that based off of? Like, say I get a $100,000 house, I put down
$20,000. That's just a traditional house loan.
A traditional 20%. Loan.
20%. But you
what
don't
do you
have
need to show them to get this traditional house loan, even if it's a rental?
Now, if you go through a traditional bank like a Wells Fargo or Chase, then they're going to do a deep dive into all your financials. You don't go through them. So it's a resource that everybody can use for who want to get into real estate investing. Lima One Capital, they are specifically for real estate investors only. So they're not going to be checking for all your backgrounds on what's your credit score and all this. And there's so many of them. It's called hard money lenders or private lenders.
So they're hard money lenders. But you can't operate hard money off of...
What you mean?
A hard money... I mean, you don't want to pay that interest on that.
Nah. So... You do real estate? I'm not sure.
I did a little. I got a few properties, and I have three doors. It's two units, three doors in Louisiana.
You just did it the traditional way, kind of putting down 20%, or you went through?
That was owner financing.
The
one I tried to flip and I lost my bread on was I did a hard money lender and they just gave me them. It was them points, bro. I had to give them.
No. Yeah. So
I lost that money.
Because you probably was new. So, of course, when you brand new, man, you got to pay your dues. So it's a lot of risk to the lender. Mm-hmm. So they give you all the bread. You never did this before. They're going to want them points. Right. But after you do about two, you can negotiate all that stuff there. But so Lehman One Capital,
deal?
Huh?
What's your deal with Lehman?
Lehman One Capital. So you can go to them with a rental property already tenant occupied, and they'll give you a loan on it. They forward lend, like if the
a traditional loan or hard money.
They give you a 30-year fixed loan. They give you 30. It's for real estate investors. Long as you don't live there or intend to live there, they'll do the deal. But again, they're not going to lend if the numbers don't make sense. They got to see that what you can rent for, of course, is more than what the mortgage is going to be. But, bro, that's to me, they the number one lenders for real estate investors, in my opinion. Lima One, they do it nationwide. LimaOneCapital.com.
So they're not hard money lenders? Or they just do both?
They do everything, man. They do everything. But they technically they are hard money lenders. L-I-M-A. L-I-M-A.
Lima One. O-N-E or number one?
Yeah, O-N-E.
O-N-E, Lima One Capital.
Yep.
Capital.com?
Yeah, .com, yeah.
All right, cool. So I can go to them and say, yo, I got this property, $100,000. It's worth $150,000. Even if I'll put down 20%. So there's a bunch of equity in there.
Yeah.
And they'll give it a loan.
One thing, though. You ain't going to tell them nothing. They smart. They don't care. They going to know. You saying it's worth $150,000, they going to come back and be like, nah, I don't know who ran the numbers, but this joint worth $120,000. Like, they going to tell you so. A lot of people, they get caught up in that. They think, for some reason, people fix up a house and automatically just could put a number to it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, They go to the worst neighborhood. They killed it. They kill the renovation. Do everything. Stainless steel, hardwood floors, open it up and just put it on the market for $200,000. And I'm just like, where did that 200, like, how can you justify $200,000? They don't. They just made the number up. It don't work like that. Like, you got to base it off comparable sales. Within a six block radius.
Gotcha.
Same bid, same bed, square footage. Like, all that stuff matter, man. And the thing, that's why wholesaling, in my opinion, is the foundation of real estate, because you learn so much and without losing your money doing a fix and flip. I don't even like fix and flips no more. I did about 15 fix and flips. I made money on some, I lost money on some. But it's too many moving parts in there. Contractors, for one, that's already a headache. Home inspectors, banks, appraisers, realtors. And it's like everybody got to be on the same page at all times. And at the time, my wife was pregnant. And that's when I was like doing two properties at a time renovating. But I was going so much from her while she pregnant was causing beef. She thought I was cheating on her, bro. I was going so much because I'm dealing with contractors. Yeah. And I'm just like, you know what? Let me go back to what I really know, which was wholesaling. The reason I stopped wholesaling in the first place, I started 2012 and then the market started to change and also the technology started to change. So I used to send out letters. That's it, just letters, sending out letters. Now I can get your phone number. So I'm sending out texts and I'm sending out cold call. Not me personally, I have people who do it for me now, but cold calling and text is what I do now. Before all this, because all this is fairly new, like the text and the cold calling, I used to have to sit there, spend my weekend stuffing envelopes, like 2,000 envelopes, hurting my back. And that's how I used to, that's all I used to do.
But the deals was coming.
But I had to wait for them to call me.
Right.
So I'm waiting around. Where now, I'm coming at you now. I know you got a problem. I just pulled a list. You behind on taxes. I don't say that to them. I kind of bring that out of them, though.
Dang.
So it was different. It was different now. It's different now. But back to my story. I started in 2012. In 2015, all this new technology came about, and I just wasn't catching on to the new times, the text messaging and the cold calling. So I started to get into fixing flips. My boy CJ, out of Richmond, Virginia, he said, bro, and he showed me his wires, 80,000, 70,000. I said, oh, nah. Let me go ahead. Because I was making 10,000, 15,000 wholesaling. But fixing flips, you're going to make more. You're going to make more of a bigger bag. So yeah. I started doing fixing flips. And that was like a whole nother beast, man. It ain't because I can find the deals. I'm great at finding great deals. That's what I'm good at. You know what I mean?
And what's that process?
Well, not finding a deal?
Yeah. I know you go on the website, but it's not like the first person you call picks up.
No, hell no. So I got something, and this is kind of like, you know, something that people actually don't teach. So I go by a 10% contact ratio. So let's just use, for number's sake, I pull a list of 1,000 people who just filed an eviction. Out of those 1,000 people, the 10% contact rate says, I need to be in contact with at least 100 of those 1,000 people. I'm not saying they want to sell. I'm not saying we're going to get a deal done, but at least they're going to pick up the phone. We're going to have a conversation. 100 of those people. Now, out of those 100 people, 10% is what? 10. So 10 want to sell. Mm. Now, out of those 10, you should get a deal. You should get a deal. Every 1,000 people I list, I should get a deal.
So you're not calling 1,000. You're texting, blasting 1,000?
So my strategy is—
Because if you're calling 1,000, you're a monster, bro.
No. So I got virtual assistants.
But they're calling the whole list.
Oh, no. They beast. Like, we got shifts. We got 11:30 to 3:30, and then we got 4 to 8 every single day. Every single day we call. It's nonstop. Every day, right now, nonstop. That's why I got leads constantly coming in all day. And the thing is, you're going to get cursed out. You're going to get, don't call me, effing number, all that. You're going to get called every name in the book. That's part of the game, though. I don't care. All I need is one yes. That's all I care about. And again, I don't want y'all to get, like, we're trying to solve problems at the same time. Like, the money's going to come, but I always tell people, you want to provide a solution to these homeowners. They in difficult situations, you know what I mean? That's first. That's first and foremost. Have a conversation with them. Build great rapport with them. Don't just start throwing out a number. I'll give you $100,000. Nah, that's not how you go about it. We strangers trying to call them about their house, probably their biggest investment in their life. Yeah. You definitely want to have a conversation with them. And it might not happen on that first phone call. Like this year, I think I did, 13 deals, right? 7 was from follow-up from last year. So some of them, they might not be ready to sell yet. They might be ready to sell next year. Or they might not. If I don't get cursed out and you say, don't take my number off your list, I'm calling you back. Even if you say no. If you say no, that don't mean your decision might not change 6 months from now. You might lose your job. Mm. Something might happen in your life where you might got to sell now. Yeah. And that's how I carry it, man. That's how the consistency, the follow-up, and just staying on it. Because a lot of people get in it. It sounds attractive. Because I see a lot of ads and stuff. It sounds attractive.
Right.
Right? None of your own cash, no credit, no bank loans, no real estate license. No, it sounds like, you know what? It's a lick right here, right?
Right.
But, like, it took me 8 months to get my first deal. 8.
Really?
I started in 2011, really. I didn't get my first deal to 2012. And I was out of state. I was living in the DMV. My first deal came in Philly while I was living here. My second deal came in Atlanta. Not Atlanta, Stockbridge. Mm-hmm. Stockbridge, Georgia. I'd never even been here before. Never seen the house. I never seen the seller ever in person. Mm. I just partnered with another wholesaler in Atlanta. He did all the groundwork for me. And I'm the one who meet. So once you get a contract with a seller, you got to find a buyer now. You got to find a person who's actually going to fix up the property or rent it out, whatever he want to do with it.
Did you find a buyer or did you find a seller
first? I'm great at finding the sellers. That's the hardest part of this game.
So you found a seller first.
I found a seller, got it under contract between me and a seller. Found a wholesaler on Facebook, actually, in Atlanta. He bought the buyer. So we split it. We JV. It's called a joint venture.
Gotcha. Okay.
He bought the buyer. I bought the seller. We split it.
Gotcha.
Use an attorney. We got to use an attorney. You got to use an attorney or a title company in which wherever the state the property is in.
Gotcha. I'd be interested in knowing, what was you doing before you started wholesaling?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Government. I still work for the government full time.
Really?
My program is called 9-to-5 flipping. I don't tell nobody ever quit their job. In real estate, I think having a 9-to-5, a flexible 9-to-5, is the best thing you could do, especially when you're getting rental properties.
Yeah, hold on, bro. Because you were just telling me, I hope you don't mind sharing. You said like $400,000 or something this year, right?
$480,000
this year, and you still got a job.
$115,000 at my job. Make $115,000.
Yikes!
I ain't gonna know. I work solely from home. So this I'm gonna tell you the whole story.
That's very lit and very encouraging.
Yeah, so now I finally gonna retire my wife. So I had a plan, right? So this was my plan. My plan was to accumulate $10,000 worth of rental income. That was my plan, right? And I was on the pace that I was like, you know, because I was supposed to retire, me and my wife, 2023. I had the whole joint laid out. Just, you know, finding my own deals, just, you know, grinding it.
$10,000 net.
Yeah, just to bring in $10,000 out. I'm happy with that. The COVID hit, right? So I had more time on my hand. I used to coach one-on-one, $500, 12 weeks.
Yo!
Wifey was like, look, you got more time on your hand. So now I was able to work 100% from home. I used to go in the office 3 days a week. Now 100% from home. And I just had more time on my hand. So I started turning up in my wholesaling business, right? But then more and more people hitting me up. And wifey was like, yo, instead of coaching one-on-one, why not do it in a group setting? And I said, bro, I'm not like an internet person. I'm not good with being creative and making graphics and doing YouTube videos. Like, I'm not good with that. I'm not good with that at all. Like, till this day, even the stuff I put out, if I put out a video, it's just going to be like, you're going to record me right here and I'm going to upload it. I'm not going to put no graphics or nothing on it. So I jumped into it. She's pushing me to do it. She's pushing me. And I tell you, I did a webinar, like really just basically freestyling, just seeing like whatever. Right. Made $10,000. I said, hold up. Bro, it was literally a 2 hour of me talking about my life and the deals I closed and how I did it. Made 10 grand. And then I was like, all right, this was like, that's BS. Like, I can't do this again. 2 weeks later, I did it again, bro. I made 20. So it doubled. It literally doubled, right? And listen, this is organic. This is literally organic. Just me. And at the time, I had maybe 10,000 followers, something like that. Just because of real estate, really. Mostly following because of real estate. Next thing you know, people in my course start doing deals. So I was like, dang. Like, I wasn't expecting nobody. Nothing was organized to me. So then I did another webinar. I did 30,000. And then I said, all right, it's up now. Like, now let me start focusing.
How often are you doing webinars?
Every 2 weeks. Every other Wednesday. Every other Wednesday, like clockwork. Never missed it. But nothing was really planned. This was organic. So then now from there, it started to slow down. Because, I mean, you can only go organic so long.
Right. I think there's a sign for all of us to get in this webinar.
Yeah, you can.
Right. My wife's right there. Goodness gracious.
So around October, seen a YouTube ads come on my YouTube. Some little white guy, right? And he was just saying all the right stuff. And I was like, man, I'm not paying no mind.
What was that about?
Running YouTube ads. Bro, he went and disappeared. Like, every website I was on, he was there. To this day. We didn't pay him $25,000. He still is on every single website now.
You paid him 25 grand.
So I paid him 10 grand for a course, right? And then for my wife, really. I don't even know how to do YouTube ads. I bought it strictly for her because I was looking for somebody to run ads for me because my organic was slowing down. And YouTube ads. So everybody on Facebook, when it comes to real estate, it's flooded with Facebook people. I was like, you know what? I'm good on Facebook. YouTube, I don't see nobody.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't see nobody. So $10,000. And then this is my first time really investing into a mentor or a coach.
Right.
That wasn't even for me. It was for wifey. Because she wanted to quit. She hate her job. So I said, this is your way. You about to quit. She still work her full-time job solely from home, just like me. Still just like me. Man, my entrepreneur friend just had a baby. He had no insurance. He had to pay $30,000 out of pocket to deliver that baby. I said, you know what? I'm going to keep my job for a little bit. We're going to figure this out. But I'm good now, to be honest with you. Like, both of us, when they say we got to come back, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And I'm going to be real. I had a plan, and I was good with my plan. The internet and coaching, it speeded the process up tremendously. Yeah. And not even that, it helped my wholesaling business because now my students get deals and they be so scared. They don't know how to close a deal. So they be having a deal in the contract. They can't find buyers. They bring it to me. 50-50. That's how I'm able to do $170,000. I did $170,000 in wholesaling this year. From January, I just did a YouTube video on it. I broke out all my numbers. So January 1 to June 30. 6 months. I did a 6 month.
6 months. 170.
I want to make $1 million this year. Like all income. I didn't count the, not counting the 9 to 5.
Not the job.
So I'm at 480. So I don't see why I can't do it.
And so where's the rest of the 480 came from?
Coaching. 270. 271. And it's the thing. It's really a program. And the thing about the way I teach, I really don't just teach wholesaling, man, because the people I attract really be from the streets. Like, they be like, you know how they be talking. I'm sure you see them in your DM. Yo, make me rich. I'm trying to get this money. And I'm just like, bro, like, they don't know though. You see what I'm saying? I don't even hold it against them. I answer to all those dudes. And they be the ones who be killing it. They really just need help. They need mental help. More so, the business not difficult, in my opinion. It's not. You just gotta stick to it and be consistent and persistent and come on the calls. I do coaching calls to everybody who come to the program every single Sunday. Come on the calls and we're gonna help you through everything. It's just a mindset, believing, helping them believe they actually can do this. That's all it be about. Nothing else. And a lot of them be in difficult circumstances. They be having one dude, man, he got 9 kids, bro. Like, that's hard to come. Like, you got 9 kids. Him and his girl got 9 kids in the program. I got a 62-year-old lady. I got all kinds of people. I got firefighters. I actually got realtors in there. And they like, yo, I'm Man, I just had my 1-year anniversary and I had made a post. If you go in those comments and you see how many people, and I'm more under the radar. I'm not like real popular as a lot of the other cats, which I mean, I ain't afraid to say. I got the best wholesaling real estate program out there, especially in our culture, 100%. Yeah. I'm challenging anybody. And I actually do the business. That's the big thing too. They might have did it 5 years ago. Another thing about course creators in general, just because you create a course don't mean you shouldn't be changing it, making modifications to it, because stuff changes. Like people, especially the wholesaling, they created the course in 2015. They selling that same course. That don't work no more.
Right, yeah.
That don't work. A lot of stuff don't work no more.
Right. Like, so you said, we were talking earlier, you said there's some changes in the space of wholesaling.
And they try not to talk about it because they want to keep selling courses. And the thing is, once the students get in your class, they're not going to have success because it's new laws that affects them. So in Philly, I'm from Philly. So Philly in particular, you need a wholesaling license now. You need it. You can't wholesale real estate. It's illegal. You need to get a wholesaling license. It's not nothing big.
That's crazy. They must have just created that.
It's only in a city of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It's not the state. Gotcha. And you need, that's the sixth biggest city in the United States. And in my opinion, you know what I mean? You do got some bad apples. You got people who trying to take advantage of sellers, but you also, on the flip side of that, if I'm not mistaken, don't misquote me, somebody ahead in the real estate commission in Philly, he's a broker. So we affecting his money.
Right.
And when you got somebody fully tatted up coming out of jail, making all this money legally,
right,
that's a problem. I feel like anytime in our culture we start making bread, they're gonna make laws that affect
got to.
All the time. They don't want to see us eat. So that plays a major factor, man. And in my opinion, just go get your license, bro. Just go get the license, protect yourself. The state of Illinois, they passed this like...
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
2 years ago, you got to have a real estate license in the state of Illinois and Oklahoma. Okay. So they're the three locations that right now you got to have some type of license or something.
So they're not trying to shut down wholesale, and they're just trying to filter it.
Yeah, they're just trying to filter it. And again, I'm 50-50 with it. I mean, at the end of the day, but the thing is, you can't have felonies. You can't have certain felonies. And that's the thing. So now those
people... That's why they put the license in place.
You see what I'm saying?
You can't get a license if you have a felony.
And that's a problem. Like, that's messed up. That's messed up. That's real messed up. So, that's the main people I track. And I be trying to tell them, like, man... And the thing is, as far as Philly go, because that's one of my major markets as far as my students. Like, I get a lot... I'm from Philly, so of course my market, I get a lot of people there. And they like, bro, like, what we supposed to do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I gotta go to other markets. Like, you can do this virtually. So this is another thing. Like I just told you, my first two deals was in Philly and then out here in Stockbridge, Georgia. I got people in the class. People who live in expensive New York City or like LA, it's really hard to wholesale in those markets. Those sellers are different. They more sophisticated. They more so, they successful. They not with the BS. They ain't about to just sell you their house just because.
Right.
So you got to be able to do it in other markets. So I have a student, her name Ynez. She live in LA. Her first deal was in Ohio. She made $82,500. Now, that's not typical, but her very first deal, she quit. Like, she just quit. As soon as she cashed out and quit. I get all kinds of people doing all kinds of
things. She quit her job or quit the business?
She quit her 9-to-5. She said, I'm out. 82 bands, I'm gone. Gone.
Makes sense.
And I get a lot, a couple people, 30-something thousand dollars, 20s, all in between. Right. But 82 was the highest. That's actually more than I ever did in the deal.
So what are some like particular, okay, so I get on the prop stream.
Yeah.
And this is like for me too, because I'm looking for an Airbnb in this area because we have the space and people come in and I'm like, I want to do that. So
you own this space right here?
Not this one. I own the other one.
The one that you, I seen the one I'm building. Yeah. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Not this one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I want to get an Airbnb because I own that one. We might as well do something permanent,
yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
How do I find on the prop street? You got it on your phone?
Yeah, I do. My bank got to log in and stuff, though.
You don't just keep it up?
Well, yeah. It logs me out after a certain amount of time if I'm not, like, actually using it.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Like, just walk me through real quick. I just pull out some joints, some people I need to call real quick. Like, live and in person.
All right, so.
Because my thing is, if you can get a property at a discounted rate,
yep.
There's always money in there. Whether you want to sell it to somebody else or you could buy it to yourself and get an investor, maybe a partner or something like that.
Man, bro, real estate, listen, man. This real estate, I bought a house last year. I didn't do nothing to the house. I wanted to renovate it and rent it out. I just didn't get around to it. Because right. When the coaching came, I didn't get around to it. Bro, I looked up. And I was like, and I bought it for, we bought it for 73. I looked up, houses on the same block were selling for 150, similar condition. I said, hold up. I literally just bought it. And I had a little $400 mortgage on it. I've been paying a mortgage every month, so that's all I've been really spending. I sold it. I didn't do nothing. Bro, I didn't do nothing to the house. Like, real estate, you can't really lose. People always say, like, oh, I'm going to wait to get into real estate when they need to just get real estate and then just wait. Even if you just do nothing.
You think the market going to crash, though? I know you get that a lot.
It's up and it's stuck, man. It ain't going nowhere. This the thing. Commercial real estate might crash, not residential. No. Nah, bro. It's gonna be a correction.
Is high right now, bro.
Yeah, but it ain't. They doing 40-year mortgages now. They doing so. That's how they gonna protect everybody who they got the whole forbearance going on the 30-year mortgages. So to protect them, they're gonna let them refinance into a 40-year mortgage. Now it's not all the way implemented yet, but they doing loan modifications where it's 40-year mortgages, but. It's only a matter of time before they're allowing people. So now that house where you was paying $2,000 a month on, that mortgage is going to be like $1,500 now. So the house is going to get more expensive. They're not coming down because the 40-year mortgage is going to make them more expensive.
More expensive, but the payment's about the same or more lower.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all better, people got to stop. Like, you got to get in real estate, especially our community. Like, we got to own stuff. You can't just keep being renters. Airbnb is sexy, and I have nothing against it, but you just can't. Your goal can't be to just own. If you got 30 Airbnbs, you should be making enough monthly income where you can start buying stuff now. Mm. You shouldn't just have 30 Airbnbs going flying private, buying cars. You need to start owning now, you feel me? And even, like, Toro, the same thing. Like, at the end of the day, bro, like, that's not – it's an asset in a sense, but it's not really an asset, bro. It's not a long-term asset, man. You're not about to sit there and pass down – cars to your kids. By the time your kids are, like, they're not going to want that. Right. They're not going to want none of that. they can make moves with houses. Even if they don't want the house, they got an asset. They can at least sell it and make a move. But, nah, I'm team real estate, man. Owning. Team ownership. I'm not really with all the shiny object syndrome. That's what people get. Because every year, something going to keep coming out. It's never going to stop. Like, stuff going to keep coming out, bro. Mm. And it's just like, you still don't own nothing. Again, you're just a level 2 renter with an Airbnb. You still a renter.
I got a really personal question for you.
Yeah.
You and your wife have a job. Mm-hmm. You make 100-something thousand there, mm-hmm. right? You made almost $500,000 in the first 6 months of this year. What do you do with your money? All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it. And we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together a community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So
Check out the Patreon. We got three tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay, thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
Spend it on her. It's like, no, we just I paid her, so be honest.
And the only reason I'm asking is because there are people who have a job and in a business, and they're trying to figure out that dynamic of where does the money go.
All right, I graduated with 80 grand in debt. That's one. She graduated, I think, 40, Virginia State, HBCU, Virginia State University. Okay. Graduated with 80 grand in debt. And then along the process, when I started renovating houses, so this one I was always in real estate, but I was a little dumber at the time. I used to get my profit and blow it, bro. Like, I'm talking about True Religion jeans, when they was popping, I had all of them. I'm talking about paying real price. Right. I used to come here a lot. I used to come to Atlanta a lot. Bro, I had every Gucci belt, Louis belt, Fendi, any designer thing, I bought it. I barely wear designer now at all. And so along that, I racked up a bunch of credit card debt. Her too. She ain't the best with money. She's still not. We working on that. Just, you know, growing up in Philly, bro, I never had no money. So when I started getting those checks, it was like the gold rush for me. I just started buying stuff I always wanted. You know what I mean? But over the last, like I say, 3 years, I really been paying off debt. But I still got a lot of money in the stock market. I got money. I just bought a house, which is, when I look at the prices here, we paid 580. 584 crib. It's a townhouse too. And I'm just like, God damn, like.
Where at? In DMV?
In the DMV area. It was expensive over there, bro. Like, that's
where,
like.
Where at? What city?
So it's called Gainbrook, Maryland. So it's between Baltimore and DC. It's like smack in the middle between those two cities.
Five something for a townhouse.
Yeah, bro. So before we furnished that joint, I spent about 50 bands on furniture. We just moved out of, so when I tell you, I was living in a 900 square feet apartment. My plan was just to stay there, pay off debt, and get these rental properties. Mm-hmm. And then be going, then that's when we was going to retire and do our thing. But Rona really helped. It really helped speed the process up because of the coaching aspect of it. Because when you wholesaling, you know, you waiting 30, 60 days for them checks to come. Mm-hmm. But with the coaches, it's instant gratification. Yeah. You make a sale, you see it. Oh, all right.
Right.
It happens. And it's like, and that right there in itself was just crazy to me. But to answer your question, man, I got money in the stock market. Paid off a lot of debt, my house. I still got a lot in savings. I'm a homebody. That's the thing. Like, I'm not the dude, I'm not a world traveler. You know what I mean? I'm good. I like chilling with wifey and the baby. We watch movies. And, like, I'm that type of dude. I don't go out. I told you, when you ask me, like, I got any issues with anybody in the industry? Nah, bro, I don't talk to nobody. I'm cool with everybody, but I'm not going to hit you up when I come in your city. Yo, you trying to go out tonight? Nah, bro, I'm chilling.
Like, gotcha. So, but there's not like a clear delineation. See that word? Delineation. That means separation, right? You don't know either?
Nah, I don't use.
Delineation? Nah. That's right, right? See, I went to college for a little bit. Yeah, I went there for two. I was in college for 2 years.
Delineation.
I don't have time for spelling and all that. Can I finish my interview? All right, cool. So there's a clear, I'm saying, is there like, yo, I take care of the household with my paycheck.
The 9-to-5 check, yeah, take care of the bills. That's it.
Do you pay yourself from your business?
Yeah, I pay about $8,000 a month to myself, but I just put it in the stock market, to be honest with you. I don't.
So you pay yourself the $8,000, then you just
put it in the stock market?
Put it in the stock market.
And for real, mutual funds, like safe stuff like that. Like, I'm thinking
the $8,000 or the rest of it?
The $8,000. The rest of it stay. So, and you actually, this is a good resource for you, honestly. Clever Profits, right? They are online accounting firm specifically for online creators. They my CPA, they a CPA, they had a whole, they do everything. Check them out, yo. They based in Maryland. They I'm not sure who do your accounting, but they like got that, pay them seven.
Lauren.
My bad. I'm stepping on nobody's toes.
She was looking like, what?
No, my bad. No, they send you monthly reports every month on how you can grow your business, like prediction. Like when I tell you, I was doing my own stuff, but they do everything for you. And it's, they really.
They got a lot going on, though. I need to figure.
You ain't got to worry about it. Joint, bro. You don't have to. When I tell you, when it comes to that, you ain't got to worry about nothing. If you got a business.
You talk to a real person?
Bro, every month. They are official. It's like a team of like 8 of them. They super, super legit. He'll tell you the best way to say. He's telling me right now, us having our 9-to-5s is losing us money. He said, you got to quit.
Really?
Because right now, we're still on the LLC. We need to be under escort. But our 9-to-5, we paying double taxes based on everything set up. So he like encouraging us to quit.
Hold on. So
and look, I'm not.
You don't understand it just yet.
Yeah, I don't understand everything. I just bought a Range Rover. He told me I need to buy it because I paid $96,000 in taxes from last year. Because he's like, yo, like you need to spend more. He said, you got to spend more. And that's what made me get the coaching for her, honestly, paying $25,000 for a mentor. Now it's going to pay us, it's paying us back.
You got to pay it back.
And now my wife is the one, now she can start, she can run people YouTube ads, like legitimately. She make me a lot of money every month running my YouTube ads. Mm-hmm. So, but he encouraged me to spend because I can't have all this income and not, I just bought a new MacBook. I'm trying to increase the ad spend because he telling me like the money coming in, but you got to, with the 9-to-5 and this business, we really paying too much in taxes because of 9-to-5. So
that's crazy.
The official,
your job is losing you money.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
well, it's making me pay more in taxes.
Making me pay more.
Yeah, I understand losing me money, but it's definitely making me. And I'm kind of I'm kind of still old school a little bit when I think about like, my grandma, my mom, to keep your job.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I got a they call it a TSP in the government. It's almost equivalent to a 401k. They match me 5%, so that joint just accumulated like it's six figures in there in a retirement account that. Bro, I probably work, honestly, I probably work 3 hours a week at my 9-to-5.
Yeah, so it's like, why quit, right?
It ain't much. You know what I mean? It ain't much. But again, as soon as they say, well, the pandemic over, time to come in, I'm out. Nice seeing y'all. I'm out. Take my 2-week vacation, 2-week no, I'm out. She out the door. Like she ain't with it. She be stressing. And the thing is, she don't do nothing either. She just stressing for no reason. Stressing for no reason. For real. Like
she don't do nothing either. Y'all in a real good situation. It's beautiful to see us being financially astute, making money, being smart with the money, and growing the money.
No reason to quit. I tell everybody who come, my side to get into real estate. If you're miserable at your job, for sure, like it's just hard to get anything done when you super miserable all day. You come home, you want to punch somebody. Yeah, you gotta go either find a new job or you gotta figure something out. Don't be in those situations. But if you got a job that you can at least like or you can tolerate it, try to stick it out. Cause especially in real estate, man. Cause when you go into these lenders and you got that job, even the private lenders for real estate investors, and you got a 9-to-5, man, that's security to them. They like that. You can get rental properties that much easier. Don't quit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, don't quit. I don't care what everybody say. I'm going to tell you, bro, listen.
Unless they tell you to come into the office.
You need some passive income first. You just, because some people, you know what I mean? They get some active income where you got to work and you really got to work hard to make that money when you could have just kept your 9-to-5.
Yeah. You know what? And not in all cases, obviously, but in a lot of cases, I see if someone's miserable at their job, if they become a full-time entrepreneur, they're going to be miserable.
Yo, if you can't make money while you got a job, you ain't going to make money when you don't got a job. That's a big fact. Try to tell her that.
But she lit right now.
No, she lit now. But it took some time, bro. She been at this before me. Say, I was always wholesaling real estate, but I was kind of stuck to myself. She always was online. She used to be a fitness competitor, everything. She was in the
word.
Like a real one. She won first place in everything, like in like a real fitness competition. You probably can't tell now. She's getting a little thick, but she was.
She having your babies.
Yeah, having my babies, yeah. But nah, she grew a crazy following. She got like over 20,000 YouTube subscribers, over 30,000. She's been in that space. So she's been at this for a while.
Right.
But I'm just telling you, like, She just wasn't consistent.
And she's running ads for other people.
She loved ads. Like, I know when she loves something. This was she loved, let me know. Ads.
So my boy David, he's running our Facebook ads now, and he's getting into the YouTube ads. He's like, yo, we about to try it out. Just make it happen. Because
bro,
like,
you the man on camera. You got to get on YouTube. That Facebook. And you going
to
pay more?
Yeah, he about to start running them too. So I was thinking I might... The 25,000, I need to get him.
Oh, I can just connect, yo. But it's time consuming. The that's why I had her do. I can't. That's like a. It's you gonna put in hours. Like they gonna make you work because they doing them with you and teaching you. So it's like a hybrid. It's like it's. It ain't just like hands off. You do my ass, which I didn't want that. I wanted her to actually learn them.
Yeah, for sure.
So
and now she's picking up clients. Well, she run ads for.
No, she official.
Yeah,
she.
So make sure y'all DM. Mid-215, I mean, reach out to his wife. She had you in the game because it's up, right? What's your return on ads?
So we're spending $500 a day. So we spend like $15,000 a month. So I'm spending about $15,000 a month on YouTube and about $5,000 on Instagram, just paying influencers and stuff like that. But that drink kind of did. Mm-hmm. So we about to turn this up to $1,000 a day on the YouTube. But we spend about I'm making about what 60 between 60 and 80,000 a month. in the coaching aspect of wholesaling real estate.
And your coaching must be dope because people keep paying.
Listen, best coach. I mean, a lot of what I've been getting now is referrals from older students, from students saying, "Yo, I need to bring my cousin on, I need to bring my friend on." I always say, I bet anybody, you can't find nobody, one person that say my program is trash, is a scam, nothing, nowhere. It ain't going to exist. My dream. And the thing is, they got access to me and I really be talking because I hold people accountable. Like when you start slipping off or if I look in there and I see you ain't even going to the course, I'm hitting you up. We're going to have a talk. Because keep the same energy. They be hyped when they get into something.
Of course.
What happened to the energy, bro?
Right.
You realize you got to work. We got to work. You want to stay in your situation you're in now or you want to get this back? Let's get it. Like, all stop right. playing.
So tell us all what comes with the mentorship.
All right, this is exactly what happened. So, it's like a 40, it's 40. You're 40, and I literally just updated. Like, I just added like 8 new videos, took down some because stuff don't work anymore. Like I said, updating it is super important. That's why I will probably say, and this is crazy in this space, 40% of people who sign up for my course get a deal, which is crazy. Like, in this space, that's crazy. Because, usually for anybody to be successful, like 2% of people might even complete the course.
Yeah.
But, and a lot of them come from other, like they be like, I just took his course. It wasn't nothing. A lot of them come from other people. Like they bought somebody else's program and they came on my side. And then they see success. But basically you get a course and then you get a 4-day live masterclass with me. So you get the course and all that and they kind of go hand in hand. And it's important that they be on these 4-day live masterclass. And then I do check-in calls once every 3 months where if people kind of, I know when people start falling off, I get them back up. Cause keeping them motivated is hard, bro. Right. Like,
100%.
Keeping them inspired and actually why you even get into this. Mm. You know what I mean? So the 4-day live masterclass, the course, and we do Sunday coaching calls as well. Every single
4
Sunday.
4-day live masterclass.
4-day live masterclass.
In person.
Intense. Well, on Zoom, but yeah. Like on live. Zoom. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Not nothing recorded. Like you going, got us.
How often do you do the 4-day lives?
Twice a month. Seven. Oh, yeah. Yo, this is the thing. Hey, now, making money is all that. But at the end of the day, I was telling my wife, how much money we want to make, yo? Like, you know what I mean? It's going to come a point like, all right, we got to make an impact now, bro. Like, people be doing $1 million a month. I'm like, damn, like, you getting rich. Like, how, like, you got everything you want in life. Like, and I don't want a lot. You feel me? I don't want a lot. So it's just like, you seeing somebody like fresh out of jail or just change their life. And now I got people. So what I do is, and you interview Doug Duck,
yeah,
because he more like rental buy a home.
Yeah,
and he an animal, right? So after you get in my program, and him, I don't even know him personally.
Really?
I literally today, refer y'all him to him. And I say, yo, all right, go buy some rental properties now. Because that's not what I really specialize in.
Right.
And he got the whole blueprint. So after you make, $10,000, $20,000, he don't even know I know him. Matter of fact, Nina, if he know who Nina Granberry, she one of my top students in my class. She made her salary in the first year. And now I said, yo, go sign up for Doug's program. She signed up for his program. She had his program too. She actually run some of my 4-day live masterclasses.
Mm.
So I have my students help. So, because you learn a lot when you start teaching it.
Yeah.
When once they start teaching, like, and some of the students, I have them teach maybe a day just to see, like, and I'll be there the whole time making sure they good and they saying the right things. But that's important, bro, having them. And the money always going to come tenfold. After you start changing people's lives, they're going to bring their entire family, their entire neighborhood to you.
For sure.
All of them. I got ex-drug dealers in my class who flipping properties right now. They don't even deal with drugs no more, bro.
Mm.
God, I'm in Baltimore and Philly. That's like, a lot of this drug stuff going on. Sure. Even Atlanta probably too, everywhere. That's what I do, bro.
That's dope, man. Yeah, what's most impressive, bro, is that you still got a job and you going crazy. You feel me?
I ain't, bro, man.
That's lit.
I can go to any bank, bro, and get a loan right now. Right. Everything going on, especially with the job.
Man.
You can get a loan anywhere, man. I just got a line of credit the other day for $690,000. Use it when you want. Ready? Like a line of credit is different than a credit card. You feel me? Like
from a regular bank or from
Lima One?
Lima.
$690,000.
I'm about to holler at Lima, man. See what they got for your boy, man.
5%.
Because as entrepreneurs, it's hard to get in that space unless you're going to do it cash. You feel me? It's like...
Nah, bro. That's
especially if I'm not...
Nah.
No, yo, I'm saying for... I'm not trying to claim every...
Let me tell you this. You a bank, right?
Yes.
Let's say... So what's an expensive area in Atlanta? Buckhead?
Buckhead.
Say Buckhead, area Buckhead, property selling for $500,000. You a bank. I ain't got no job. I'm new to this. Yo, I just got this deal under contract with a seller. I got it for $100,000. And Buckhead's worth $500,000. You giving me the loan. You giving me, because the thing is, if I don't perform on that and flip the house, now it's the property, you got the asset now. It's yours. So you taking that risk with me. You got to be able to find great deals. If you can find great deals, the money, you can find the money anywhere. Specialized.
But now with an institutional bank, they
still want to try to do a bunch of extra stuff.
Yeah.
But it's so many, it's just as many regular private lenders or hard money bankers.
Dang, that makes sense though.
You find a great deal, bro, that's worth, especially in these good neighborhoods, good school systems, and you just got it under contract for $100,000. It needs work. That's cool.
Even if it's not a great deal and I put money down, as long as the numbers make sense to them, like, yo, oh, we got a 40% profit margin, I'm giving you the loan.
With that deal I just said, $100,000 worth $500,000, you ain't got to put no money down. When it's a deal that good, you ain't got to put no money down. The deal, it's only like when the deal is just kind of iffy, they want you to have skin in the game. But if it's a deal that great, it's worth $500,000, and they call home run deals, of course, you know what I mean? Usually you're going to get the single hits, basically. But them home run deals, they come. They come. You got to stay consistent. They're going to come. Like what I just did, they're going to come. Real estate, where is that, man?
I say less.
Every entrepreneur should have real estate. I'm not saying you got to be a real estate shark and you got to be this top, but everybody should have a couple properties in their portfolio.
I'm going to check out the course because I ain't seen some courses, bro. And you say your joint is lit. Oh, and I got to ask you this question. Can I have a discount for my...
Listen, when it comes to the back end, she got to hook. Yeah, she was trying to hook that up. She got it. She going to take care of that. I already said you're going to ask for that.
All right, yeah, for sure. Because I just want to give my friends and family an incentive or some discount for, like, watching this whole thing, right? And they're like, yo, I want to do it.
And the thing is, I learned from you. Because my course, you see all I provided in my course? I'm charging $497, bro. And I was looking
$500?
What are you doing? My wife was like, increase your price. I swear to God. So then I was like, this is what I do. I buy everybody course in my space to see what they provide and why they charging it. And I was like, and that's what made me say, you know, I can't do $497 no more. I can't. It's
unbelievable.
The work I'm putting in and what I'm actually providing people compared to my competitors, and they course be trash. Like you just said.
Yeah.
It'd be trash. I just increased it and it's still not high enough. And I don't even want to tell you the price still because he's still going to say, oh, no, you got to increase it.
How much is it? What is it? Just
$697.
What are you going to do with $200, bro? Like, it's not, bugging.
This is the problem.
Let me share something with you.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
My audience is really like from the bottom. Bro.
Yes.
Like, when I tell you, they barely be, like, they got to, like, do some stuff to get that $497. Like, you feel me? And they be talking to me, and I don't want them, they really, so just to raise it to $2,000 or whatever, it really is a lot for them, bro.
At least $1,000, bro. At least. And here's why I say it. Not for you to make more money.
Yeah.
But people ain't even going to value it. Bro, when you said $497, in my mind, still, I'm like, it ain't that good. I mean... It's $500.
No, I feel you. I see what you're saying.
So the perception, one. Two, like if people, sometimes if people don't stretch to invest, they don't even give it their all. Yeah. So if you're getting 40% of people getting a deal, if you get people that like actually like pushing to get the $1,000 at a $1,500, they'll push to get a deal. You got that type of people, you might be at 60%. You never know. Yo, he raised that today. I'm your manager, first off. From now on.
It's just hard, man. It's hard because the people, I'm telling you, man, it's hard.
I ain't mad. If it's $690, that's cool. I just got to say that to you. But for the people that's their last, I ain't mad. Just as long as my people get a discount, it's all good. I ain't mad. But yeah, we're going to talk after this camera turns off. But this was super lit. I got to do a quick commercial, and then I want you to close this out with some words of wisdom, okay?
All right.
Episodes brought to you by The Morning Meetup, themorningmeetup.com. I'm at themorningmeetup.com, the only organization that gathers every single day. Yo, we have like 400 or 500 people, like between 300 and 450 people that join our call every single morning.
My wife on it.
Is it lit? It's lit. She's in her dollar trial still, right? But she's like, yo, it's up. So, yo, just go to The Morning. I'm sick of selling people on this thing because it's just so amazing. I'm coaching you every day.
You know what I say?
Raise my price. I just told you to raise your prices. Now I'm charging.
people get access to somebody who probably makes six figures a month for $79 a month.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Think about that.
It's nuts.
You look in your phone, the average person ain't probably got one millionaire in their phone, but they get access to a millionaire.
That's a fact.
Talk to him 5 days
a week. That's a fact.
My wife was like, he doing 5 days a week? I be tripping over my Sunday calls. I be like, bro, it's too much. I'm finding out things to talk about. They keep talking about stuff.
I love it, bro. People, they can come here, like the morning meetup, like I'll pay for breakfast just to come. I like this stuff. And I told myself, when I get up, I'm going to take care of people who are on that journey and on that path. So if they invest $79, I got you. Like, pull up. Let's do it. Like, when I go to city.
No, that's lit. It's
thank
lit,
you.
I was on your call for a couple months.
It's up, man. So, yeah, man, y'all just go to themorningmeetup.com. All right, so I want to ask this question. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Because we're going to watch this 5 years from now and see if you actually did it.
Man.
5 to 10.
I want to own a homeless shelter. Like a building, though. I want to own the building.
Of course.
And somehow, there's a lot of programs, especially in Baltimore. There's a lot of homelessness going on. But I want to own it. Like, I'm big on, like, I always give out to homeless people homeless just on the low. But yeah, I want to own a homeless shelter.
You got to do it now. Because, you know, in 5 years, we're going to watch this. Like, yo, my man ain't getting a homeless shelter. He out here in Maldives. He just blowing the bread. Nah, so now you got to do it.
Yeah, that's something that's always been on my bucket list, man. That's I don't know. Up. 5 years. That's going to be ambitious of me, but, I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, 100%. It could happen. Absolutely. All right, so, one, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
This
you,
was
man.
Dope. Yep. Super inspirational.
Appreciate it.
I'm inspired. I'm motivated now to, because after this, I need to go through your prop stream joint. I need to see what's happening. how can people get in touch with you? Oh, so we'll put a link. We'll put, like, a special link or something with the discount on there? Okay. In the description somewhere.
Okay.
So, okay, go ahead. So let everybody know how to find you, and then close us out with a word, man. There's somebody that is just getting out of prison or in rough situation, or they have a job, and they're like, yo, how can I make this transition? Yeah. So let us know how to find you, then you can close us out.
MIT215, MIT215 on Instagram. That's where I'm most active at. I just started a YouTube this year, which is hard to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? More vlog style.
It's not easy.
MIT215 is on YouTube. That's... And 9to5flipping.com to get to actually, I'm having a free live webinar on Wednesday. I do them every other Wednesday.
Okay, I was about to say, don't say the date because we don't know.
Yeah, every other Wednesday. So just come on a random Wednesday. I'm usually probably going to have something. Words of wisdom. Ain't got much. I think everybody should have their year of no. And what I mean by that is say no to everything and lock in. So it was a year I had where, bro, I said no to funerals for my relatives. My aunt died. Nope, ain't going. Cousin died. I ain't going. Unless it was my, like, wife, my daughter. I wasn't going, bro. No to happy hours, parties, weddings. We missed a wedding. I said no to everything. And I still kind of got issues with one of my cousins because I missed his mom's funeral. Mm-hmm. But I was so locked in. I didn't want no distractions, bro. I didn't want no distractions. I was on a plan. And I said, you know what? Because no matter what, stuff going to keep happening. People going to keep getting married. People going to keep having baby showers. I said, yo, this is my, I'm not doing it. I'm done. Unless it was like her or her, not doing it. And that's my word.
That's it. You can't close it out no better than that, man. Yo, make sure y'all go follow Mitt215, man. I like this guy. And I'm excited about this course.
Too, man.
Yeah, this is honestly lit, man. I appreciate it. So make sure y'all go follow Mitt215. There's a link in the description somewhere where we have a code baked in or some. I don't know. It'll be something. Y'all know how we do. But do me a favor, y'all. Do me a favor. Go get you some social proof, okay? Don't do me a favor. Do you a favor. Go get you some social proof, meaning I want you to build something, really lock in, be focused, learn how to do it, and then learn how to teach it, then come back to your community and teach everybody in your community how you did what you did, okay? So we about to do another Q&A real quick for the Patreon. So, all right, man, appreciate the love. Join Patreon. We out of here. Peace.
David Chance presents to you The Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Chance himself. That's right, this is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
Hopefully this is the last time you hear this ad, because with Chime Checking Account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.